A bight is an indentation of the coastline. So if you think about California's coast, most of it's fairly straight, relatively north-south. When you get down to Southern California at Point Conception, it takes a sharp turn inland or eastward, and that qualifies as a bight. Bight refers to that indentation as well as the body of water. So the Southern California bight is simply the bight or the water off the coast of Southern California. Waves along our coast are not as large as you might want, especially if you're a surfer. And the reason for that is because we have the Channel Islands offshore, and they act as a wave shadow. They create a wave shadow, they intercept the main waves coming from the open ocean. And as those waves strike the islands, they absorb quite a bit of the energy. So what we have making it to our shores are diminished waves, usually about half the original size they were before they came into the bight. The Channel Islands off the coast of Southern California are there because we have lots of tectonic activity, primarily due to the San Andreas Fault, which is inland, but the San Andreas has caused lots of stress to be distributed offshore. So we have a series of large faults, and along those faults, we've had uplift and downdropping of the crust, and the islands are simply the product of the uplift of the crust. So think of them as mountains sticking just above the ocean, with most of the mountain still underwater. Southern California has a remarkable climate that attracts people from around the world. It's called a Mediterranean climate, and it exists because the waters off our coast are relatively mild. They don't get too cold, they don't get too hot, and therefore they moderate the temperature of the atmosphere just above the ocean. And that influences at least coastal California's climate, making it so attractive to so many people. Tsunami are always a hazard anytime you live in a coastal zone worldwide. They can happen anywhere and they can travel thousands of miles across the ocean. For Southern California, we're somewhat protected by the Channel Islands, which would absorb a big impact from tsunami generated from a great distance, say from Japan. The odds of that happening on a large scale to Southern California, a devastating tsunami that is, very small. Our real concern is from the Channel Islands themselves because they're cut by faults, the rocks are fairly weak, and also underwater on the ocean floor we have lots of faults. Those are always potential causes of a tsunami in the sense that they could cause a major landslide either from land or underwater. That landslide could then in turn cause a tsunami. If it happened, say, from Catalina Island, which is about 25 miles off our mainland coast, the tsunami would arrive here in a matter of just a few minutes, giving us very little warning time. So our real concern are locally generated tsunami, not so much those that can occur throughout the rest of the Pacific Ocean. With regard to aquariums like Aquarium of the Pacific, I think they play a vital role in terms of educating the public, not just about the plants and animals that live in the ocean, which are certainly crucial to the health of the planet, but also educating people about the ocean in general, about the ocean currents, the ocean floor, all aspects of the ocean. Aquarium of the Pacific has become a leader in terms of dispensing general oceanographic information to the public and also hosting meetings of oceanographers, government scientists, local educational institutions like Cal State Long Beach, where I'm from. So I see the Aquarium of the Pacific and other aquariums is really important in terms of educating the public about the importance of the ocean and about how we should try to care for it. So I think we can't do without them.